Now, back to At the Races with Steve Bick on Sirius XM Radio.
You talk about Santa Claus. You want to know what it's all about. Santa Claus got drunk last night. Everybody tried to throw him out. But I want to tell you, folks, how it all began. Santa stopped at a neighbor's house and started drinking good gin. Now, while I was with him, I named a few. I left to name some of them whiskeys that Santa was drinking to you. It was way back in the ancient age, down in Mid Spring Valley, where the crab tree grows. Old granddaddy bought a rocking chair for Mr. Boston. One day we're rocking in the mellow breeze. The rocking chair broke and threw him bottom up. He jumped up thinking about his old drum. Saddled his white horse, said he's going over to Johnny Walker.
We're back at the races.
Swim the three rivers.
So great. And Rich Eng is going to join us. And obviously, since we are giving you your emergency last minute gift ideas when it comes to ordering equine literature, betting on horse racing for dummies. You got a fledgling horse player on the list and you haven't gotten it for them yet. Now's your chance, and we'll add that. And I also want to add, by the way, I don't want to let this slip through, Jay Hovde's book. And you know, some of these books can actually, there's a few out there that are benefiting other things. And jockeyworld.org, the Frankie Lovato website. And you can order One Sweet Ride, which Jay wrote about Julie and her victory in the Del Mar, at Del Mar, in the Pack Classic, and it's got a lot of the things you love about Jay Hovde anyway, certainly, and Julie and Jenny Craig, and there's $20 well spent. And yeah, the same thing with the Chris Katulak's book, as brought up by Tony, Jack from Grit to Glory, the Jack Van Berg story. I'll put that link out there as well. And Rich Eng joins us. Betting on Horse Racing for Dummies. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Steve. You know, two things. One, I really appreciate you mentioning betting on horse racing for dummies as a Christmas gift for relative newcomers or casual horse racing fans. It does pretty well at this time of year for gift giving. And I think most of your listeners, I bet, have at least one dummies book in their library on some subject. So it's part of the brand, and I'm very proud of it. And two, I was happy to hear you listing the books that are available also for Christmas shopping, because my Christmas column for the Review Journal, when I was writing a horse racing column, used to be a listing of the same idea of books that would make really good gifts for a horse racing friend or family member that you know of. So I'm happy to hear you sharing the information with folks, and hopefully they learn to love the game as much as people like you and I and your listeners did.
Well, and it's a pastime, whether you take it very seriously or whether you do it just because it's fun. We hear from and interact with all kinds of players, and you do as well. That, you know, yesterday, it's funny. Yesterday we had Dave Goodfriend on, and you know, Dave's in Vegas now. In fact, I should follow up and see how he did yesterday. He was off to a poker tournament, but you know, even David, as senior and as experienced as he is, you know, right now he's basically a weekend warrior these days. You know, you kind of ebb and flow year to year, you know, in at times. I mean, I think very few of us, Rich, are playing 364 days a year, but whatever, you know, whatever the motivation and interest level you have in the game, you know, you want to you want to be proficient and you want to feel like you're, you know, you're approaching it with some understanding. And, you know, so whatever level, you know, particularly if you're just starting out, a book like yours is just invaluable.
Yeah, you know, I agree with you 100%. I know I touch upon some of those subject matters in Betting on Horse Racing for Dummies, because gambling, not only on horses, but, you know, anything that someone might partake in, especially now with sports gambling expanding dramatically from coast to coast, gambling and betting are what I would call voluntary activities. Nobody's putting a gun to anyone's head to actually make a bet, so you can choose your spots. And I suggest people that they do exactly that. I mean, just because there's 8 or 9 races on a card at a racetrack in America doesn't mean you have to bet 8 or 9 races. You can bet the ones that you think you have the best chance of winning, and certainly the best chances of turning a profit. And, you know, one beauty of horse racing that is still, in my mind, makes it more palatable, more interesting to bet on than even sports, is the ability to bet a little to win a lot. You can do that in our sport with some of these horizontal bets. You don't have to bet $1,000 to, you know, to try to make a couple thousand. You can, there's stories of people betting $24, $36, and, you know, hitting a nice horizontal, pick 4, pick 5, even the 20-cent pick 6, and making a nice score. And but in sports, to make a big score, you most likely have to bet a lot of money. Very, very seldom do you see somebody hitting a 10 for 10 or 12 for 12 or a 15 for 15 parlay card. That is a real rarity in any day and age.
Well, we had an interesting conversation yesterday with a good friend, and we touched on a bunch of areas too on sports betting, and he, you know, he talked about his, you know, his own journey as a, you know, as a player, and you know, it's fairly well documented. But he when he's focused, he's as good as there is, and. There's no level of proficiency that, you know, virtually anybody, you know, can't reach in this game. I mean, you the more you put into it, the more you'll get out. And you know, understanding as many areas as possible, you know, goes a long way. You know, and at some point, Rich, everybody kind of settles in, I think, to a certain set of habit and practice that is a comfort, you know, is a comfort zone in terms of the time spent. I suppose even the investment, you know, what kind of materials, you know, do you want to add premium performance figures to your arsenal, the Thoragraph? And, of course, by the way, before I forget, because I've only got a couple of days left, Thoragraph will offer the Christmas to New Year's bonus. Essentially, it's, you know, for existing customers, free sheets, free Thoragraph always between Christmas and New Year's. You just register if you've never used them. It's the best way to learn how to use Thoragraph, and you get all the information free, and it's perfect for opening week at Santa Anita. And, you know, if you've been shy about spending $25 for a card, this is your chance to get the information and start to understand it and feel comfortable with it. But what I was saying is that you know, you can seek out and find a level of involvement that should satisfy you. And, you know, there's nothing better than, you know, understanding the game at whatever level you do and success, you know, betting successfully, hitting bets.
I agree with you on that too, Steve. You know, one thing about horse racing is as people learn and grow in the sport and get involved in handicapping and betting, is they will eventually develop and find what's in their wheelhouse. I mean, and I think a lot of it has to do with personality. I mean, there certainly are people who will shoot for the moon and, you know, go after pick sixes and you know, be willing to actually go through, in quote, long losing streaks to try to make that big score. But then the game is also tailored to people can be grinders if they want, and you know, use the wind, place, and show pulls appropriately. Maybe focus on things like two horse and two race bets, like the exact and the daily double, and they find that they're proficient and kind of grinding out a profit. I know it's hard. It's hard to do because of the blended takeout, but people will find what's most comfortable for them in their wheelhouse to try to make some money in this game. So there's a little something in there for everybody if they partake.
Rich, just a couple of minutes. Both you and I have a couple of tight schedule issues. I know you've got to get off the line today too. Some final thoughts about the year. It's certainly been tumultuous, and seems like everybody I'm asking this question kind of striking off in a similar direction. Your thoughts about what I know a lot of people want to wrap this year up and get into a fresh year, but your thoughts.
Well, I guess if I could just really focus on Southern California, I do a handicapping sheet every day for Santa Anita, Del Mar, and Los Alamitos, but I think I'm going to echo what some people have already said and written, that this upcoming Santa Anita meet that starts on December 26th may be the most important meet in California history. There's going to be so much focus and attention on it due to some of the things that happened last year, and we all hope and pray that they have a big meet, because the sport, a lot of what happens with the success of the sport nationally will also be tied in onto the coattails of what happens in Southern California. So we all have a rooting interest for things to go well there, and that would be a Christmas/New Year's wish for the Santa Anita folks.
Well, and for you and Sandy, and best wishes, Rich. Some thoughts for the players and listeners?
Well, I certainly hope that 2020, I think it's an interesting year. I never thought we'd see numbers like this, 2020, when I think back to 30, 40, 50 years ago, Steve. But I just hope it is the most happy, the most profitable, the most successful year, whether it's betting, whether it's personal, whether it's professional, that everybody has really good karma, and good things happen to them in 2020.
Absolutely. And Rich mentioning his work, you can get Rich's opinions, racedaylasvegas.com, starting a week from today, December 26th, Boxing Day, opening day at Santa Anita. We'll preview opening day on Monday, our last broadcast of the year. But Rich's analysis available daily, racedaylasvegas.com. And Rich, thanks for everything all year. Best wishes. Happy, healthy.
Hey, thank you, Steve, to you and to Tina and all the listeners and the folks out there. But Merry Christmas, Happy New Year's, and happy holidays all around for all the nationalities and religions and whatever ground we need to cover, Steve.
Well, and we'll see Rich, of course. And this year, we're locking you in at Bally's. You're coming, and you're sitting down, and you're going to be part of the coverage. Kenny, speaking of which, Kenny, yesterday, I referenced Kenny early in the show with Pete Fornatale, and then Kenny made me laugh with a funny note on Twitter, and the Jersey Mafia got a nod yesterday, Rich.
All
your
great,
Jersey pals.
And Kenny's going to let me go for a while to spend some time with you.
Excellent. All right. There you go. You give him the winners that you can contribute, and then come spend time with us. Rich Eng, everybody. And you follow Rich on Twitter, Rich Eng for Pro Pick. And again, get Betting on Horse Racing for Dummies. That Rich is absolutely rock solid introductory tome to handicapping and horseplay. Great to connect with Rich, and I am delighted to. I haven't talked to Doug Danner in way too long. Doug, good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Doug, I've got a feeling. Free thinking, I think, is the last time we spoke, which is way too long.
It's been a while. Yes, sir.
We loved free thinking, and you came to New York and ran them. I had to reach out to you, Doug, because you've got this mare that is making her 109th start. It's so special. I mean, you come to the shed row every day for 6 years, and there she is.
Yes, yes. That's why it helps me get up in the morning.
what's the key to the her longevity? She's been competitive at the same level for the whole time. It's amazing.
I wish I knew that. I'd do it to all of them.
Just her makeup?
Yeah, she's just a nice old mare that, you know, she loves to run. You know, they keep telling me, when am I going to retire? I said, well, when she quits running good. But she just keeps running good, so, yeah.
You claimed her, what, she was five when you claimed her?
I think she was just four. I claimed her for 8,000, I think, when she was four, I believe. And I had some clients that owned her, and then after about 3 years, they thought she was getting too old, so they gave her to me, so I've had her ever since.
It's unbelievable. She's going for her 20th win tonight, and 109th start, 24 seconds. This year she got the win. She got the win at Belterra. But she likes the synthetic. She's even a little better on the synthetic, isn't she?
Yes, she has some old sore feet on her in that soft synthetic track. She just loves it to death because it's a lot softer than a dirt track. And she just loves it.
I'm looking at the record. That year when you claimed her, she made 19 starts.
Mm-hmm.
And she, you know, what maybe one of the keys to her, Doug, is that, you know, that she's not a horse with a lot of speed, and she basically comes with a run, and so, you know, she doesn't put a big strain on herself. I mean, she's constantly rallying.
Exactly. When I first got her, she was kind of a route mare. She always liked to run a mile, and I kind of turned her into a come-from-behind sprinter, you know. I don't train her much. I just keep her fresh and happy, and she makes that last 3/8 of a mile run, and that's about all she has to do. So,
she picks up a check virtually every start, and it's amazing to see a horse that at this age, I mean, is running figures as good as she did 5 years ago.
Yeah, and you ought to see her when you get here at 5:30 every morning. She's the first one that wants out, and she's the first one that gets out also. Yeah, she gets out first, she trains first, and we call her grandma around the barn here.
What is she like to be around? Is she easy to be around?
Oh, yeah, she's super, super cool, super cool. Yeah, nice as they come. Yeah.
Wow.
She's a handful walking in the morning. She still tells you that's why she's still running. She just loves to do it, you know. She just loves doing what she's doing.
And what's notable is that she really doesn't, it's not, there's been some gaps here and there where you've given her little freshenings, but it seems like she's just, she would rather be at the racetrack than turned out.
You're exactly right. She had a little abscess out of her foot last winter when she was doing good. I had like 4 seconds in a row, and that's the only reason she had some time off over that abscess, and I thought she might be done, and then she came back and said, let's go again. So we did, and here we are.
You know, and she also, it's unusual, she runs for everybody. It doesn't matter who you put on her.
Yeah, she kind of likes to be settled back. I try to find a jock that kind of settles back on them and don't want to be up there too close, you know. Like I said, she likes to make that one run, so, yeah.
Who's ridden her?
If anybody understands that, she'll run for them.
And boy, she's, you know, all through the circuit, earlier in her career when Forrest Kalin had her and the Ubers had her, you know, when you see certain people, they must be amazed when you come back around that she's still running.
Yeah, sure is. The lady that bred her, I wound up having a horse that was getting broke out at her farm, and I didn't even know the lady, you know, and she called me up. She said, I bred that mare. I bred that mare on my farm. So it was weird. I found that out that way. Yeah.
Her name, Paula Klein, was the breeder.
Yeah, Paula Klein, yeah, down in Lexington, yeah. Yeah.
Unbelievable. Not that the end is in sight, but I mean, what do you do when the time comes? You're just going to keep her? Would she make a pony? Would she, you know, what do you do later on?
Well, first I'll cry when she leaves.
No doubt.
There's some two ladies down in Lexington that talked to a friend of mine, and they've loved her forever, and they want to buy her when I get done with her. So they already offered to buy her, and I said they're hers. Went down, and, you know, she's going to have a nice home and make babies.
Oh, there you go. All right, I was curious if they were going to do maybe a second career with her, and you know, because obviously a horse like this, this is not a horse that you're going to put out in a field. I mean, No.
Yeah, she'd make a nice riding horse because she's gentle to ride and gentle to do anything with. But they want to have a few babies, so that's good by me.
I love it. You know, and Doug, we should ask, I mean, you know, you've been on the circuit for a long time. You got to be excited about what's going on at Turfway.
Oh, yes. You know, there early October, we didn't think we had a job, you know.
Yep.
So everything looks awful nice so far. So,
well, this is what, let's see, just looking. This is the third race tonight, 7:13. She drew the one. She's got John McKee, and McKee has ridden her, you know, quite a handful of times, we'll be in there watching and rooting for win number 20 in start 109, Prom Theme. And Doug, great to connect. Best wishes, not just tonight, but, you know, going forward and for 2020.
Thank you. I appreciate it all. She can give me a big Christmas present tonight.
It'd be perfect, right?
Yep.
Prom Theme. I wanted everybody to get behind. It's a great story, and Doug's had her right for from the day she got claimed for $8,000, and she's probably made $125,000, $130,000 or so for you.
Yeah, probably a little more than that. She's made a little over $200 right now, and I don't know how much she made when I got her. Tell you the truth, you're probably right around there. She probably made $40,000 to $60,000. Yeah, yeah.
I love it. You know, people they make these presumptions, Doug, about horses, and a horse like this, you know, 100 starts, and oh, it's too much. And I'm sure, you know, based on what you're telling us, if anybody saw her, they wouldn't know she was 10, and they wouldn't believe it, and they wouldn't. It would be cruel to take her away from the racetrack.
You're exactly right. You're exactly right. Like I said, when she wants to quit, I'll know when it's time. And so far, she's not ready, I don't believe. She bucks and kicks and squeals every morning and wants to go. So, see how it goes tonight.
We're looking forward to it, and it's great to talk again. Doug Danner, thanks so much.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Not at all. Doug Danner, how about that? And I couldn't resist this. And as I told you, it was Hunter Ulwelling who drew attention. And Hunter, who's dad and grandpa, of course, the Ulwellings, demolition, one of the Midwest's leading demolition companies, and very prominent owners that really enjoy the game. And I'm delighted that Hunter picked this out. She must have been thumbing through PPs, and she said, look at this, I'm making start 109. Prom Theme. A noble causeway out of a former gold mare named Prom Slippers. Doug's got it right, boy. I mean, you got a horse for 6 years in the on the shed row. That'll be a tough day when those people that he promised them that he promised her to, when they come and get her. That'll be hard. That mare that Gary and I, Gary had trained, that we rescued, my Nina Rose, very similar. I mean, she raced till she was 7 or 8, and she was just like this. She made like 65 starts maybe, and she wouldn't go on a van. She didn't want to go on a van because she thought she was, you know, being taken away from the racetrack. You couldn't turn her out. Just refused to take breaks. It's amazing. And it sounds like, how about that? She's the first one, right? First one out. She's the queen, obviously the queen of the shed row. And it, it, you know, looking at her figures, how do you explain it? And Doug can't. I mean, this year, she's run figures as high this year as she basically, I mean, she had a particularly strong year in 2014. But then basically 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, for five straight years, she's been at the same level. And, you know, so I should have asked Doug this. A horse like this, nobody claims when a barn has a horse like this, nobody, even though they're available to be claimed, nobody takes them because they know how much it's the house horse, you know? Now, rooting for him tonight. Prom theme. It's a good name, too. It's a good name. The original, let me see. Who was the late Forrest Kalin trained back in 2012. And prom theme Broker Maiden for 12.5. Broker Maiden for 12.5. And here it is, 8 years later. And she's still running for, you know, she's running for 5,000. In fact, the purse, it's amazing. The purse tonight is 12,000. So basically she's been more or less running at the same level her entire career. 8 years. That's a professional racehorse. But actually, how much speed is in here tonight? See if these. All right, the two's got some speed. There's a little bit of speed. I don't know. I don't know if she's going to get the 10 on the outside, Anthony Stevens' horse, Woman of Love. She's got some, and there's a little bit of speed from Rick Hiles' horse, Triple Kapalua. So maybe there's enough speed. All right, we're rooting for Prom Theme tonight. She's 7-2. So, is Battaglia still doing the line? I think he is. So he's respecting her. We respect Doug Danner and Prom Theme. Thanks to Rich Ang and Steve Haskin and Tony Black, their last appearances of the year. Dick Powell as well. Safe trip today in the sixth. We're in the sixth with Carlisle Bell. Not a lot of pace for us either. But safe trip to Benji Hernandez and Bell. Weekend preview tomorrow. Andy Beyer is going to join us first thing. We'll talk to Andy. Get his thoughts about Horse of the Year. And much, much more. And the usual cast of characters. Thanks to Casey on the board today. And he'll be with us on Monday to close out the 2019 broadcast year, as we say. Thanks, everybody. Good luck if you're playing. Talk to you in the morning.
Latest racing news. It's At the Races with Steve Bick on Sirius XM Radio.
At the track or on the go, ExpressBet is your way to play the races. ExpressBet provides legal and secure online and mobile betting on more than 300 of the world's top tracks and all the big events. And when you sign up for an ExpressBet account today with promo code BYK, that's BYK, you'll receive a $125 bonus. Once you've signed up, you can take your wagering experience to the next level with XB Rewards, ExpressBet's industry-leading loyalty program. Earn points for every bet you make and cash them in on every
everything from wagering credits to exclusive racetrack experiences. So what are you waiting for? Sign up for ExpressBet today using promo code BYK. That's B-Y-K to get your $125 bonus. Conditions apply. Must be 18 or older and 21 in certain states to open an account with ExpressBet LLC and reside in a state where such activity is legal. Void where prohibited. National Gambling Support Line 800-522-4700.
145 over 92.
180 over 111.
182 over 100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest. And then a stroke.
Your blood pressure numbers could change your life.
A lot of people don't understand, including myself, I didn't, now I do, the impact of having a stroke.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
It's a tough journey.
Lowering your high blood pressure could save you from a heart attack or stroke. If you've stopped your treatment plan, restart it, or talk to your doctor about creating one that works better for you. Start taking the right steps at manageyourbp.org.
It's a new life, but I'm going to make it better. I'll come back. Ask your doctor. Check your blood pressure.
Learn the business of horses in the world's only accredited equine business program, the University of Louisville Equine Business Program. The University of Louisville has a legacy of excellence for more than 25 years of equine business education. Classes are taught by industry experts in state-of-the-art facilities located in the heartland of America's equine industry. The University of Louisville Equine Business Program. When it comes to horses, we mean business. For more information, visit business.louisville.edu/equine.